Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and with me again is Breakman, and we are continuing our Mega Man retrospective. We're on number 7 now, of hopefully 11, because of Mega Man 11 coming out in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did you play the demo at all?
Yes, we can talk about that, but maybe after I've beaten the demo.
Oh, you haven't beaten it yet?
No. Okay. Well, I've had time to get back to beating it, so... That's probably why. But the only times I've played it is in handheld mode on my Switch, and I discovered that it's hard to play that way for me.
Really? I could see that, because that thing's kind of big and awkward.
It's not that, because the buttons are too small, and it's not good for my carpal tunnel.
Ow, okay.
I can play some games, but the more action-based the game is, the harder it is to play for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I understand.
And for a Switch game like Mega Man, my hands will probably be clenched most of the time.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've been playing the Legacy Collection. My thumb has been killing me. Like, I forgot how much, like, our thumbs would hurt back in the NES and the SNES days, you know? Mm-hmm. Wear me out. But anyway, what are we going to talk about today? Because I completely forgot.
Mega Man Legends series.
Legends, that's right. Okay.
But, Mega Man Legends is a series of games that is a spinoff into Capcom's first foray into making Mega Man a 3D environment. But, instead they decided to go with, the 3D Metroid approach. Because it's an RPG, and you're exploring dungeons most of the time. And in that sense, it's more like Zelda. Because the dungeons have, like, no music at all, and it's, like, completely ambient, and they're dark and creepy. But,
Yeah, it is a lot like Zelda in that respect.
The game actually takes place in a post-apocalyptic world, which I'm not sure. Just this game's supposed to be like
I thought it was like the distant, like this was years after the apocalypse,
the distant future of like the conclusion of Mega Man ZX, which is follows Zero and which follows X. But like I guess it's supposed to be like thousands of years after those events. But I guess at some point, humanity died, actually. And this is something you don't learn until the very end of the first game, where they dump a whole bunch of plot exhibitions onto you. Because up until that point, it was just Mega Man trying to get refractors and fighting the Bonds, which were a space pirate gang.
Yeah.
And, basically, humanity died, and I guess in a desperate attempt to, like, bring back a facsimile of humanity, they managed to collect their DNA, and, like, they did some genetic engineering and made it, like, a replacement for humanity. Kind of like Nier, in a way, before Nier happened, because the only they weren't supposed to be there to be their substitutes to for them to humans were supposed to recover from the Skrull. And then once they recover from it, they were going to take their bodies back. But they apparently gained souls and sentience on their own. So that kind of got ruined. And they became the new humanity. So it's kind of like this. And they're apparently called the Carbons by the machine robots, I guess. Which are like, I guess, the next stage of Reploid human hybrids. Because like that was the whole thing in ZX. Basically, humans and Reploids share their technologies and their bodies with each other. And they, like, humans became more cybernetic, and Reploids became more humans, and they even got flesh bodies now. But, so there's, like, pretty much no distinction between them anymore, other than their origin point. But I guess even those people died. Or they became like the Mega Man triggers and stuff that we see in the game. But so basically Mayman is, like, I guess he wanted to break away from the society because, like, it becomes so automated and cruel that, like, he found a way to basically get out of the system before he could be reprogrammed for evil or something by putting his data inside of a monkey called Data. And then getting himself a new body. And then he grows up and becomes Mega Man Volnutt, which we play as in this game. And like I said, the world was apparently flooded by a bunch of water. And like there was only a few islands, and like these carbons are all over the place, but there's like only like probably about 1,000 people on the planet left. But so they're looking at these for these refractors, which they use to either power their ships or to sell to people for money. And it's basically the only method of survival, really, for people. But and that's where the game starts. He's at one of these refractor sites, and it's basically the tutorial level. And you've got your Buster, like before, but you've got these like things called Buster parts, which let you influence how fast your shots go, whether or not your shots are more powerful. And I think the third one was energy, which determines I think it does additional damage, but only slightly. And it might be somewhat elemental based. But you also get these other things called, you also get special weapons, like throw grenades or lay mines. And then the ability to make a vacuum cleaner that sucks up all the money. Because the 3D controls, it's like Capcom knew the 3D controls sucked, so they, made the vacuum cleaner so that you could just instantly suck up all the stuff. And you can upgrade those so that, you can improve their range or their power or how often you can use it. Most of the weapons aren't all that useful, but there are some good ones, like the one that's basically like a homing missile shot. There's also this one called the Shining Laser that you have to do lots of unnecessary stuff to get. But unless you play on easy mode, the game just gives it to you. But it's like the most powerful weapon when it's fully upgraded. But do you have anything to say?
It's been a long time since I've played Mega Man Legends. I was never really as in love with it as a lot of people were because of, like you said, the control issues. It had cool secrets, though. Like, you had to find and unlock the helmet, which was kind of weird. But, things like kicking the can in the town and stuff like that.
You do that the first time you get, 1,000 Zenny.
Yeah. Yeah, just, there's little cool things that they added in there like that. But it's, going through the actual dungeons themselves because of the control and because of the camera angles.
You get used to it, and it is something that they improved on in the sequel. But
yeah, they definitely
do. The first game was like, oh my god, this is horrible.
Yeah.
So basically, most of the time, instead of aiming, it's better to just run strafe around something and shoot it to death.
Yes, it is. And I say the enemies in this are really kind of bland too.
Yeah, they're like most of the enemies are just robots in the dig sites, and they don't have particularly amazing AI.
No, they don't.
And the game has a shield where you can take a hit or two depending on how strong the blow you take is, and you won't take any damage, and as long as you don't take damage within that time, or large enough damage within that time frame, that shield will regenerate after a bit, so you won't lose your health.
Yeah.
But there's like health upgrades you can get, so that's almost kind of moot at that point. But because like the only enemies that will really hurt you at that point are the bosses themselves.
Yeah.
But like, I like the series. It's a fun series, and while the controls haven't aged well, the visuals kind of have, like the faces mostly. And how they animated them, it was kind of neat to see the tricks that they used.
It is kind of, yeah.
On a low-poly game like that.
Hmm.
But, and the voice acting is not the greatest, but it's considerably better than the catastrophe that were X4 and Mega Man 8.
Yeah, that's a really, really low bar, though. I mean, basically, Capcom games, all their like first generation PlayStation 1 games had terrible voice acting.
Capcom like seemed to have like a thing with hiring Canadian voice actors, because most of the voice actors in this game were Canadian.
Maybe it was cheaper.
And they used the Ocean Group for X8 and Maverick Hunter X and Command Mission. And they were all, and that's a Canadian studio too.
And those were a lot better acted.
But you could really tell because Mega Man in this game is voiced by a woman, and she says a boot.
A boot? I forgot about that.
The interesting thing about Legends 2 is that they swapped out the voice actress. And it was actually the person who did Sailor Jupiter in the dub of Sailor Moon. So lack of consistency, but even weirder choice.
Why? Like, why can't we get a guy to voice Mega Man? Why is that so hard? it's like every play you go to in a school play, like, Peter Pan's always a girl. Like, wait a minute.
It's hard to find a voice for a voice actor that's, because like voice actors, I don't think they typically hire kids to do voice acting because of child labor laws. But even though that would be the most natural choice, I think the only reason child actors even get away with being child actors is because their parents have money to throw around.
I have no
idea. Most of the time.
I don't know about any of that stuff.
Or the kids aren't getting the money. The parents are safeguarding it or something, like bullshit like that.
I would assume it would go into like a trust fund or something. Some of it, at least. If they know what they're doing, they'd save some of it, at least.
Maybe like Capcom just didn't want to deal with that whole thing. So they get adult voice actors, and it's hard to find an adult male that will do male voice. So they just hire women who can do tomboyish enough voice to pass off as a boy.
Yeah, I guess. Don't really pass off to me, though. I'm like, that's the woman.
It's like, I know because I know the other roles that these people usually do.
Right. That's a good point.
But, anyways, Mega Man Legends, we talked about it. You get to the end, the whole thing about the Tron Bonds, they're interesting. Especially Teaselpon, because he's the most excitable character in that game. He's explosive, and I think the best part about it is that he calls Mega Man that blue boy. It's like, I wonder if this is that led to the hilarious, awful advertisement campaign where they just kick kids on the street at random to just say things about Mega Man instead of actually advertising the games.
Wow, I don't remember.
They call him Mega
that.
Man because he's blue. You seen that one?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, you gotta look it up.
I probably have seen it, but I just don't remember it. But at least Mega Man because he's blue, huh? Obviously, they didn't see the Captain N cartoon.
Oh, boy. we're going to talk about adaptations in another episode. But
yeah.
We find his name in this game is Mega Man Volnut, and interestingly, Mega Man is his actual name in the U.S. Yeah. version, because I felt like the book was the instruction manual was making this up on like the background of Volnut, but like apparently Roland wanted to name him Mega Man. Because Roll is like at least a year or two older than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a stupid little kid name. And the grandpa's like, okay. Yeah, Grandpa Casket, he's got cybernecks. And I don't know why. They never explain it. But he probably went on a dig at one point and got seriously hurt.
Hmm.
But he sounds kind of like Master Roshi.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I played that. I do not really remember very much about those extra characters. I just remember the little shit. What do they call them? Those little robot friends of Tronbon. The Servbots.
Anyways, Rule is Mega Man's girlfriend in this. I mean, they technically aren't going out at the start of the series, but Roll does reveal her feelings for him to Tron in the second game. So I guess they're like hooked up, but they're not like. I guess they're oblivious at this point.
They're not even friends with benefits. Like he's just not getting any at all because he's stupid. idiot. That's a Japanese trope that has to die. I'm sick of seeing that in, like, every anime.
The oblivious male protagonist.
Yeah, whereas the women are, like, gushing over him and he has, like, no idea.
Well, usually they do have an idea. It's just that he doesn't want them to fight over him. But despite that, they fight over him. It's usually the protagonist is indecisive or doesn't want to make the other girls feel bad.
Well, I mean, if there aren't any other girls, it's like it'll go on for like forever. Like, look at Inuyasha, like how long that went on. Like, well, they're gonna get together, or are they not?
Oh no! Now his old girlfriend, who was dead and now brought back to life with a clay body, still has a crush on him. So there's a love triangle.
Oh, God. Why don't you stay dead?
Despite the fact that they kind of try to kill each other at points.
Yeah. And that, you know, the other woman in it's actually like a, 15-year-old girl? And he's a how many 100-year-old demon? Half demon? You know what I mean?
To be fair, like at least 80 of those years is him being stuck to a tree.
Yeah. Still doesn't make him any less of a pervert. Just saying.
Also,
I guess he does kind of wait till she's 18, though, doesn't he?
Mm.
So I guess he does have some moral ground or something.
Then again, that's because she was stuck on the present day or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
For like 3 years. But, back to Mega Man.
Yeah, I know. We got totally sidetracked.
Anyways, a bunch of stuff happens. And the game's really short. It's like, if you blast through it, it's about 3 hours. You can get done with it even faster. If you want to do everything, though, it's going to take you closer to eight to 10 hours. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the end of the game... Like I said, all that exposition just gets unloaded on you. But you find the robot Mega Man Juno. Calls himself a third-class bureaucratic unit. So it's like you could tell they're more robotic than they are human at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got a directive that he's got to carry out regardless. And he can't be swayed from that directive. And... the idea is that they were going to purge the planet of carbons when the carbons got too large because they're trying to preserve the integrity of the planet. And I'm guessing this is like because it was an insane plan to keep the planet stable so that it can't get fucked up anymore because of all the previous wars that happened that led up to this point.
Right.
But Mega Man's like, you know, you probably shouldn't do that because going on genocide is bad.
All right.
Regardless of your reasons.
Killing's bad, okay? Shouldn't do it.
So, Mega Man Juno the Zealot gets killed by Mega Man. Well, although we learn that Mega Man's actual designation was Mega Man Trigger. And this is probably why it takes place after ZX, because, like, they started calling the people who bore the Bioforce medals Mega Mans.
Huh. You
stink. It's like, but we'll get into that once we get Cover Zero in the ZX games next week.
Yeah.
But, anyways, that's the first game. And then we're going to talk about the side game, Misadventure of Trinobon, which is a prequel to the first game.
I never played it.
But it's a side, it's a spinoff because you're playing as Trinobon. The Misadventure of Trinobon is about... It's supposedly an action adventure game, but there's a couple other like mini games you can play. Like there's one that's a puzzle solving game involving moving crates. You're supposed to be stealing a bunch of stuff at a dock somewhere, uh-huh. And you've got so many turns to get all as much as you can, because like each like lifting of a crate counts as a turn. Like, there are some crates that you can't move along with because they're too heavy, so you can only move it in, one of the three other spaces that they're occupying.
Right.
And then, there's other crazy things, like conveyor belts. Like, you have to learn how to use conveyor belts to get stuff around when it's too heavy. Or cranes. Hold on. I had to cough for a minute.
Oh, okay. I thought you were yawning.
Well, I was gonna do that too, but I ended up coughing instead. But then there's like different adventure game segments where you'll get into a mech, and then you commit armed robberies with your Lego men like serve bots.
Oh my god, that sounds like fun. Why didn't I play this game? Damn it.
But, like, there's different things you can do. You can either rob a bank, or you can rob, like, a farm. Steal all the pigs and stuff. It plays slightly differently, but it's just a variation on the robbing action segments. It's like, you have to rob the banks owned by, like, this sleazy guy called Blythe, who actually kidnaps Teasel. And basically holds him for ransom for all the money he owes him.
Hmm.
And Tron tries to get the money to pay him, even though he's basically running a scheme to basically use him as slave labor to uncover a dig site so he can get this giant robot and basically control the world at that point.
Hmm.
But, so this is where we see, like, Tron's basically a good person, but, because she'll be loyal to her brother and be naive enough to think that somebody like Blythe would actually keep his word. But she's also a sky pirate, so her morals are twisted, I guess. But like your serve bots also have levels, and you can do training to do those are like different mini games you could do. And it's kind of annoying because you have to train lots of them to get all the things. If you want to get all the things, you don't have to get all the things, but you can just get a couple essentials, and then making money will be really easy after that point. But like, we get to learn about the serve bots a little bit too. So like, if you do everything, so that's nice. They all have their own personalities and quirks, even though they all pretty much look the same.
Yeah, they all look identical. Like, how would you?
And they don't have names either. They just have numbers.
Hmm. I would have called them bitch one, bitch two, bitch three.
I think they have, some of them have nicknames, and, like, some of them have, like, tattoos or, like, different colored headbands on or something like that let you know they're different.
Okay, that helps.
Most of them are pretty much the same, though. And they all have the same squeaky voice.
Yeah.
It's they're all cute, though, and they were memes before fucking Illumination decided to make Despicable Me and make Minions.
Yeah, you're right. They were the Minions.
Although, technically, like, yeah. Before that, there was the Rabbids. So they basically took the idea for Lego Men and used their color scheme for the Minions, but they also took the annoyingness of the Rabbids, and that's where Minions come from. And I hate them.
I have never seen the Despicable Me movie, so the commercials are my only experience with a Minion.
But when you go to the barn, you usually have to fight off Glide, who's basically like his hired muscle. But the game was fun. It's also pretty short, but it's like shorter than the Mega Man Legends. It's about half the length.
Damn.
But the other exploration segment is actually you go into a dig site and then you dig the normal way, usually. Although you're not technically not licensed diggers and you're there illegally, but because you're Sky Pirates, you don't give a fuck. But you basically use a beacon bomb, which tells where the surfbots to go, so they can go in like tiny holes that you can't go through.
Uh-huh.
And you'll eventually be able to use a drill and stuff like that. I mean, you don't use the drill. You'll basically use them to summon the tank that uses the drill. But, that was a fun game. But, another thing about training is, like, sometimes the servots will get lazy, and you'll have to discipline them through torture.
Nice!
Yeah. So, basically, like, you'll put them on, like, hot coals, or they'll get slapped, or, like, they'll get set on fire.
Oh, that is sweet! Why didn't I play this game? Dang it. I'll have to play it sometime.
Mm-hmm. But, if you've got a working PSP, I don't think you do, but PSPs are pretty cheap, so you can just get one. You should probably just get a cheap Vita and then download it that way. But, it's on the PSN store along with the other two games.
Hmm.
But, let's see. That leads us to Mega Man Legends 2. This is going to be a short episode, people. I mean, there's only three games to talk about here, and you haven't even played two of them, really. But, I don't know. Did you play Mega Man Legends 2?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I never really got a chance to get into it, unfortunately.
But, Mega Man Legends 2 takes place sometime, I don't know how much time, I'm going to say like at least a year and a half from Mega Man Legends. They come to some other island and they're continuing their search for Roll's parents, because that was another reason they were going around doing things, because they were trying to look for clues of their whereabouts. And the island basically, they stumble upon this, the plot for me, it's hard for me to remember the plot, because I've only played this game a handful of times, and the plot also kind of didn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, it made enough sense, but, like, the characters in it aren't very memorable compared to the first game. So it's hard for me to remember. If I played it a lot more often, I probably would remember. But, it involves a story about these two other robots from Elysium. That's a space station up in the sky somewhere, or up in space somewhere. That manages the other robots, kind of like Big Man Juno. I guess they kind of were sleeping at the wheel when that happened, because he wasn't supposed to go on a genocidal rampage. But
he wasn't supposed to do that. That wasn't in his programming. He just kind of did that.
Yeah, I think like the antagonists of this game kind of did that on her own. She basically woke him up early. Or at least made it so that Mega Man could wake him up by accident, because that's what happens in the first game. He wakes him up, but I think she created him. And she basically wants to do what he did at the end of the game.
Oh, for crying out loud, why does everybody want to wipe out humanity? For fuck's sake.
But her sister's like, you know, no, don't do this, and I'll give you my reasons why. And they actually talk it out, and she decides not to.
Oh, wow.
But Mega Man's stuck in space because there's no way for him to get back there from where he is. Which leads to Roll and Tron working together to build a rocket to go to the moon, which is where the space station is. And we never get to see the conclusion of that story because Capcom canceled Mega Man Legends 3.
And then they announced it again and it canceled it again.
And
because they're cruel like that,
along with Universe.
Yeah, I was looking forward to Universe too.
And this is where Capcom was just being a shit heel in general. It's like they had like ridiculous expectations for the series, and they were getting more and more aggravated at the amount of time Inafune was spending on developing the game. But I think in Universe's case, it just wasn't looking good, and they kind of didn't want to wait anymore, so they pulled the plug on it. But anyways, Capcom came up with ridiculous reasons for canceling it. I kind of don't want to get into that, because I don't remember it all. There's videos on the internet.
I want to know what the reason was for announcing it again, though. Like, what the hell was that about? Like, that was just cruel for people who are wanting a sequel, you know? Like, we know we canceled this a long time ago, but we've decided we're going to work on it again. And then quietly cancel it. Like, what the shit, man?
Oh, now I remember. The Carbons were there to basically just, were there as a stopgap so they could revive the original humans. Because the original humans are stuck on a space station somewhere. And I think that's what she was trying to do. She was trying to kill the fake humans so that the real humans could come back. So, it is basically the plot of Nier, before Nier happened. But a little bit more straightforward. But still kind of complex, because they don't really take the time to explain most of this. And you get only like parts of it dumped at you at the very end of these two games. But anyways, the two sisters I'm talking about are Sarah and Yuna. And Yuna, we find out Yuna is actually controlling the body of Roll's mom. Yeah,
that's weird. That's just weird.
And her Digger dad is an amnesiac. Because, I guess he didn't die on the last dig that we saw him in. He just got his head hit really hard. And he was living in a village. Basically as an invalid until he recovered enough to move around. But, yeah, that's really Mega Man Legends 2. It's got improved controls, and you actually have to take Digger exams to get your Digger licenses to go into other ruins, but the game kind of didn't really make better use of that by having game progress gated by it. I think they do that for like one mission, and then like the other licenses are really just for you to take the other exams and get extra stuff and some extra money. But like there are other ways to get money in the game, so it's like there's not much of a point. like beyond rank A to like do the degree exams.
Mm. Just to be like, hey, I did them.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I did them! Yay. How are the bosses in that one?
They're a bit easier.
Easier. Are the enemies all still bland?
Yeah. Anyways, like, okay. We learn more about Mega Man's background. Like, he's supposed to be the master, and like he basically gave the he had a body at one point on there, and he basically gave his genetic code to the Mega Man we see in the game that we play as.
So many Mega Mans, I'm confused.
Yeah.
The future is Mega Man. Like, literally, it's all Mega Man.
It reminds me of that South Park skit, even though that was basically Power Rangers that he was talking about. It's like, right. The yellow Mega Man, the red Mega Man.
Yeah.
But, Mega Man Legends is a fun series that I hope Capcom actually decides to revive, even without Inafune. But the most annoying thing about Mega Man Legends 3's cancellation is one of the characters that was designed for the game, their assets were actually used in a mobile game that is completely unrelated to Mega Man. It's like, you just straight up stole those assets. Fuck you, Capcom.
What the hell? Jeez,
like, technically, two of the characters from that game were stolen. The assets were stolen. The other character was used in a game called EX Troopers, which only saw a release in Japan because it was. Capcom's reasoning. I guess I don't know what the development team were thinking. Maybe they were directed to do it that way. Is that the reason they couldn't localize it is because the kanji was hard coded into the display screen for the text, so you couldn't just edit it out. It wasn't an actual text file that was loading. It was just bullshit. Like, why would you design a game that way? Plus, it was also on the 3DS, and it was kind of released. And late in the 3DS's life, I mean, not so late that Capcom wouldn't release a 3DS game, but late enough that, like, Capcom didn't want to do anything unless it was Monster Hunter. I think there was a PS4 version released later. But, like, at that point, I don't think Capcom was even interested in localizing it anymore. But, it's like one of the character design's assets was like a character for that game. They just redesigned him. But you could tell it's that character. It's like he still looks mostly the same. So Capcom is Crapcom sometimes.
I know. Dungeon Buster said he tried the Mega Man 11 demo and said he had no skill. Did you want to talk about that before we go?
I don't think Block Man's supposed to be the first boss you fight. I get the feeling you use maybe Blast Man's weapon on him.
Hmm.
And I think Rubber Man's supposed to be used against Fuse Man because rubber. Or, I mean, Bounce Man's weapon.
I thought you meant Bounce, yeah. I don't know which ones are going to be which, but...
work against Tundra Man, that's for sure.
He says he needs more practice. Yeah, like, we all
and
do.
I'm going to guess Tundra Man's weapon works on Acid Man, because maybe you could freeze the acid or something. I don't know what you would use Acid Man's weapon on, though.
I didn't try the other abilities on Block Man. I just beat him with a Mega Buster.
Yeah. The other books the other abilities didn't seem all that useful. Because like Fuse Mans could only be shot straight up or along the floor. And Impact Man just usually ends up you getting hurt.
I like Impact Man's weapon. That mini boss that's in the stage, it wipes it out in like 4 hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good against a lot of other enemies.
In the next run.
Well, if you, well, like I said, it beats that mini boss in 4 hits, but if you use it right against the enemy, you shouldn't take any damage.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going up against like really the tougher enemies where you go right into it and where you stay or you don't kill them with the attack. I mean, like, I think
I found
that
it was easier to kill the wheel guys with Fuse Man's weapon.
Yeah. Probably the skull with the hammer. I'd imagine that doesn't work too well against that because it's not going to kill it in one hit.
Mm.
But that hammer will kill you in one hit.
I found myself using the speed gear more than the power-up gear.
I didn't use the gears that much.
Mm.
I guess I'm still not really used to the gears.
I used it in the place with the falling blocks because they fall down too fast. And like if I slow it down, I can use it. I can make it slow enough so that I could just jump on a block and then jump to the next platform.
I didn't even think of doing that. I feel stupid for not even thinking about that. But the times I use the gears that are on accident because of the controls. Like, I've been playing the X Legacy games, and, you know, dash is the right bumper. So every once in a while, I'm like, dash! Oh, shit, I can't do that. And that's
I think I'm gonna make the left bumper my slide button. And then I'll make the A button the swap weapon to the left.
Mm-hmm. But they've got those as the those are your swap change weapon buttons now. So you have to switch the two. You really do. Like the bumper buttons and the trigger buttons, you have to switch.
Yeah, I use the gears for the triggers.
Yeah, they make much more sense on the triggers.
I kind of wish that there was like a hold option instead of a toggle option for the gears.
All every Mega Man X and Mega Man game before this has used the bumper buttons to change your weapons. Like, this one decides, like, no, we're just going to switch that. That's your gear. Like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong, Capcom. You're wrong.
Mm. But that's it for the Mega Man Legends series and what we're going to do for today.
Unless Dungeon Buster has something for us, because he's been in chat with us this for a while now. This podcast makes you want to throw a controller. Oh, man. I've never thrown it. Well, no, I take that back. I threw to demonstrate how tough it was. There was a controller when I was working at Game Crazy once. Like, I've shown a customer, like, this controller's real tough, and threw it against the wall. Mm. Other than that, I'm never throwing a controller.
But, I guess with that, we'll be back next week with the Zero series as well as the ZX series, because it is related. But I think it'd be dumb to have an episode with just two games, so that's where I'm just gonna throw them in.
Yeah. And then we're on episode 7, so that will leave us with
episode 8 next week, and then 9, 10, 11. So like 9, 10, 11, I don't know what I'm going to plan for that.
Well, one of those episodes we're going to do, like, the talk about the cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, so the adaptations will be episode 9, I guess. And then episode 10 will be 9, 10, and what we expect for 11. And 11 will be, like, our thoughts in general about the series, as well as maybe talk about Mighty Number 9. I'm going to take some time to actually play through that.
I've never played Mighty Number 9.
Hmm.
I will play it someday. Just...
Yeah, maybe I'll have my review of Mighty Number 9 on that podcast episode.
Hmm. And what else? Is there anything else left? We talk about his appearance in other games, like fighting games and... Smash Brothers and Marvel vs. Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else he's been... What else has Mega Man appeared in?
We could talk about the fan games, too. I don't know if you've played any of them.
Oh, yeah.
The Street Fighter the one.
I have played the Street Fighter one. I love the Marvel... The Mario crossover one. That's pretty awesome. Play for Super Mario Brothers as Mega Man. That's awesome. There was another fan game I played. What was that? I can't remember. It was Mega Man is fighting 8 boss robots, but they're different in a different in some way, and I can't remember what it was.
Like Mega Man Ultra?
I don't know.
Or Mega Man Unlimited.
I'll have to look into it. I don't remember really.
Let you play as the robot masters from Mega Man 2. It's called like Robot's Day Off or something like that. I don't know. But
maybe it was something like that. I don't know. It's been a while since I played any of those fan made games or anything.
Yeah, I know we have Frank barfing at Mighty Number 9, but so like I guess with that will be played out. You're there.
Yeah. Super fighting robot.
Please.
Mega Man. Sorry, couldn't help myself.